Kia ora, welcome back to the show. Hey, I'm very excited to have on the line with me right now from the band Metal. I've got Mark. They're just about to release their album. Is it Sequela?
Yeah, Sequela or Sequela.
Right, great. and that actually came out on Friday. Sorry, it's not about to release. It's out now. Anyway, how's the reception been so far?
Look, I reckon it's been pretty good, Liamy. I haven't really heard anything detrimental, so absolutely loves it.
Well, I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole thing yet, but what I have listened to, I've loved so far. So, hey, congratulations. How would you describe this album?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like... I don't know, just what we came up with during the lockdown. And we're just sort of calling things out for what they are, really, and remembering the past and, you know.
Well, you're all quite experienced musos. So I can imagine between you all, you've got a lot of memories to cover there.
Yeah, we sure have. I mean, we've been mates for a long time. And yeah, I mean, I'm really lucky to be in a band with two clever guys, I can tell you that.
How did that creation process work kind of over lockdown with the whole long distance thing?
Well, what we'd do is Dave would send us MP3s of, you know, anything that he came up with and vice versa with John. And, I just sort of listened to the drum tracks that they had on those sort of test things, if you like, and change them and muck about with it. And, yeah, we kind of did it like that.
Well, I mean, hey, well done. Everyone's going to get creative during lockdown, I must say. Yeah. So this isn't a bad outcome from lockdown. So congratulations.
Thanks, Liam.
Considering you're all quite experienced musos, is the sound kind of different to what you've worked with in the past and made, or is this kind of the classic sort of sound you love to make?
Yeah, we did muck about for about a year. The first album we put out is a lot more disjointed as far as the flow of it, and I think we're really happy with this one because we sort of got our sound together, if you know what I mean. Like, we just jam it out. And Dave and I sort of started, and we were very lucky that John joined the band when he got back from Australia. And, we just kind of all bring a little different things to take. I mean, I love listening to heavy metal. It's Jason Gregg's fault. and the others hate it. So, you know, whenever I can play extra fast or something, you know, I push that in.
Yeah, right.
But the other guys, you know, Dave's sort of our master of pop, and John just likes sort of, you know, long psychedelic grooves, you know, and we just sort of sit into that kind of realm, you know.
Yeah, do you try... Are you guys, like, open to each other's different tastes and incorporating them, or do you know what works for you?
Well, we do it sort of kind of by feeling. It's kind of like by braille, if you like. It kind of works when we hear something that maybe John come up with. We just sort of fit in when we try a whole lot of things out, and then it's obvious to us all roughly about the same time, you know, whether it's working or not and what to change, you know, and we discuss the structure of the songs and, you know, they are worked out. It's not all a happy accident.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
No,
compared to that last album, which you said comparatively this one's got a bit more flow to it, was that really something you guys wanted to achieve, was a bit more flow?
No, that was a happy accident.
Oh, wow.
It just sort of came together, and these songs sort of just fit together nicely. And there was one or two that didn't make the cut that I thought were bloody great, but, you know, the other guys, oh, no, it doesn't really fit in here, and it might be the wrong sort of tempo at that particular part of just of the record. You know, when you're sort of making a vinyl record, you've got to sort of pick what songs and, you know, go where, you know, are they fast, are they slow, whereabouts on that, you know, it's quite a technical thing, isn't it? You know, it's quite a physical thing, a real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it's a bit of plastic.
Yeah. So does that mean a third album at some point, maybe?
Oh, absolutely, yep. We've been working on, you know, working on things.
The other important question, are there any shows coming up?
Yes, we are working on some shows that we're hopefully doing in Christchurch, most probably at the Loons in Lyttelton.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
And we kind of want to go to the West Coast too and, like, down to Dunedin, and I'm doing some work up in Whanganui at the moment, so we'll play up in Whanganui and we'll go to New Plymouth, and the idea is that we scoot up to Auckland and play some gigs in Auckland too, so, you know, and Wellington, so... We've sort of got bases in both islands, if you like, that we can sort of spring out from, which we plan to do early next year.
Yeah, that's handy.
Look forward to.
Now, I know it's got actually nothing to do with this album, but I'm glad you mentioned that you're up in Whanganui, because you're doing something quite interesting there, and I just want to segue very quickly for a second. You're restoring the Sargent Art Gallery?
Yeah, yeah, working on the stonework of the Sargent, yeah.
That must be great. That must be a very rewarding experience.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. I've got fond memories. I was born in Whanganui. I've got fond memories of going to that building and just checking out this one sculpture. It's called The Wrestlers. And the other one is in the Louvre, and we've got one in New Zealand, and it's in the Sargent Art Gallery. It's a fantastic piece. I used to stand in front of it and go, God, you know, that guy's carved that out of one bit of stone, and it's two guys fighting. Amazing.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. I don't know how they do stuff like that. I really don't. Anyway, Mark, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is much appreciated. Congratulations on the album. Where can people listen to it, by the way?
I think Spotify, and I think on Bandcamp.
Yep.
Metal Bandcamp site there, so
brilliant. And to our audience out there, yeah, go check out their Bandcamp, enjoy this album Sequela. Hey, thank you, Mark, have a great day.
Yeah, no worries, man, you too.
That is Mark of the band Metal, who have their album out now. All lovely guys, all very experienced musicians. It's fascinating to hear their work, you know, when you've got so many years under your belt.